Here at Wasatch Institute of Technology, the school board president and business director are packing boxes and disassembling computers in empty classrooms.
Don't tip them, I've already spilled them once.
With a focus on computer science, the school served 80 high school students, grades 9 through 12. Business director Leif Nelson describes it this way.
A tech school, a school full of nerds, and it was wonderful.
Nelson is proud of what the school accomplished in its first and only year. He shows me photos of students doing hands-on projects, like designing a small solar home. The school failed to get enough students enrolled this year. He's sad for the kids who have to find a new school, but he's already talking about opening a new school in the future.
With that amount of experience and what we've learned, it would be a waste.
Wasatch Institute of Technology and Alianza Academy, a K-8 charter school in West Valley City, were both placed on probation and had since March to fix the problems. Howard Headley is chair of the Utah State Charter School Board. He says this is the first time a charter school in Utah has been shuttered.
They're all not going to work, and it's important when it becomes clear that it doesn't work that we close down that experiment and try something new.
Headley adds there's never a good time to close a school.
This process has been very public, and it's been very deliberate and very fair, and everyone's had plenty of time to address the deficiencies.
Information about charter schools, including financial information and academic scores, can be found on the State School Board's website. Whitney Evans, KUER News.